it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
It's Steve Bloomers washing the Derby County podcast with me, your host, Chris Parsons. And don't forget, you can support us and get bonus podcasts on SBW over on our Patreon. Just head over to patreon.com/Steve Bloomers washing. And now the Rams are absolutely flying right now. 6 wins on the spin in the league, 15 unbeaten, and a joy to watch on the pitch. And that the 5-0 thrashing of Morecambe at the weekend was even more special for the Derby County fan who is joining me on the podcast tonight. Now, most of us remember our first trip to Pride Park, but for Fernando and his 6 cousins, it was a 1,300-mile journey over from northern Spain. And it was all because of FIFA career mode. So it's a story which really has captured the imagination of Rams fans and social media after the Morecambe game. And so to explain it himself, Fernando's here right now. How are you, man?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No problem. No, thanks so much for coming on. So you've been back in Spain for, what, about 24 hours or so since coming to Derby. Have a good weekend. You enjoy it?
Yeah, that was like one of the best weekends of my life, really.
We're going to have to get you to explain the whole thing from the beginning. I mentioned FIFA career mode. So look, why do you and your cousins in northern Spain support Derby County?
Okay, that's a long story, but I will try to tell as short as I can. But it all started with FIFA career. In fact, it started one night. We were coming back from party, and one cousin of mine wanted to start a career, and we didn't know what team to pick, so we just decided to pick the team which badge we like the most. And another cousin of mine who already knew Derby, like I don't know why, but he knew. He told us that Derby's badge was like the best, and he showed us. So we picked Derby.
What was it about the badge that you like so much? What is it about the Ram that you liked?
I don't know. It was like, it's charming. I don't know. I don't know why, but we all loved it like instantly. And we didn't look more teams. It was like, we picked Derby.
As soon as you saw it, you couldn't think of anyone else to support.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when was this? This was like, what, 3-4 years ago? Something like that?
I don't know the exact date, but I would say maybe 2019 or 2020. I would say it was like the last year before pandemic, the last summer before pandemic.
And then, so what happened after that? You decided to start the career mode with Derby, but then what, you just sort of fell in love with the club and you became really interested in the actual team in real life?
Yeah, actually that's not what happened, because at the very beginning we just played on our career, but then we discovered that there was a film about Derby that I can't remember now the name, but we saw the film, we thought it was awesome, and we started like searching all the background and all the history, and it was awesome because the moment that we found Derby, it was not on Premier League or something, and we read that we have won one Premier League, I think. Only one or more than one?
Won the league twice, but it wasn't twice. The Premier League. That was when it was just before it was called the Premier League, but it was so long ago. It was in like the 1970s, so a long time ago.
Yeah, with Brian Clough.
That's right, yeah. The film you're thinking of might be about when Derby won the league, called The Damned United. Was that the name of the film?
Yeah. It's that. This is the name. I couldn't remember, but that's it. And we love the film. We love like all the history, and then we started to follow like the team. Like there was, I think the first season we started following, it was Buchanan, Waghorn, Bielik. I think Jason Knight was already there, or maybe not the first year.
So it was when it was Philip Cocu as manager. So you said you started looking at the history of the club and that sort of thing. How did you research the club's history, and what was the most interesting thing that you discovered about Derby?
We made our research basically with Google, like Wikipedia, websites, also Twitter. And I don't know, we were like shocked. I was shocked when I found out that Derby had won the league, because at first, when we didn't know about the whole history and all, we thought that it was like a little club. So it was like pretty shocking for me.
You're playing FIFA and you become interested in Derby. You become Derby fans. When did you decide that you wanted to go to an actual game in England? Because you'd never been to England before, had you?
No, I haven't. One of my cousins have, but the rest of us, it was like the first time ever. I've been looking today on my messages to find out when was like the first time that we talked about actually going to Derby. And it was like almost the first year. I have messages from 2020 on pandemic saying that it would be great in the next year to go to Derby, but we couldn't because this year's traveling was crazy. And also because we had to afford, because it's been really an expensive weekend for us. So we started affording, but that was not an idea. We wanted to do this, and it's been awesome.
I first came into contact with you when you messaged us to say we're coming to the Morecambe game. How did you end up on that fixture? Because of all the reactions I got, so many people said, well, they couldn't have chosen a better game. Derby won 5-0.
Yeah.
Why did you decide on a Morecambe game?
In fact, that was absolutely luck, because in fact, we wanted to go to, I think it's Fleetwood, the name. Because the coach of Fleetwood is Scott Brown, which is a ex-Celtic player. And we are also like huge fans of Scott Brown. So we wanted to go that weekend, but we started to look in prices, and this was like the cheapest. And so we decided we all could take the weekend. So
you come over from Lugo in northern Spain. How long was the journey? What, like 3 hours on the plane, something like that? And then did you come into London and then get the train up from London?
No, because there was, I don't know how to say it in English, but there were no trains this weekend because, well, I don't know how to say it, but there were no trains. There were only one bus, and it was like 40 euros from London to Derby, and it was like 4 hours. And we landed in Derby, like, I think at 6 o'clock, more or less. And if we took the bus, it would be so late for do something at night. So we just took a cab on the airport to our Airbnb in Derby.
So you've obviously watched a lot of games of Derby on TV in Spain, everything. And then when you got to Pride Park, what did you think? How did it compare to what you'd seen on TV?
It was like huge, way more big, way bigger than we thought. I didn't have this image in my head because I had never seen like the outside of the stadium and all the crowd, and it was like amazing for me. And also because this season it's been impossible for us to actually watch the games, because since we are not anymore in championship, we don't know how to watch the games in Spain, because the last year in Spanish television we had the matches. So we saw a lot of them, but this year it's been impossible. So we had seen on Instagram that the stadium was full almost every match. But it's not the same watching it from your phone than being on the stadium and like how crowded was it, and it was awesome.
And had you, I guess, had you followed, like the rest of us, the trouble that Derby had had in the past, like year or and that sort of thing? What did you think of all that? It was all, you weren't that far away from not having a club to support anymore in England. It became quite bad at one stage.
Yeah, we've suffered a lot. Our team from Spain is going through a very similar situation. So, in fact, we have conversations talking about it from those years, maybe from 2020 to the last year.
And so, see, so Lugo, they have money trouble as well, do they?
Yeah, money trouble, but
financial trouble.
Yeah, Matt, it's more like we have a lot of troubles with the owner, and that's why we felt like it was a very similar situation, and it was like, oh my God, we just picked a club who is in the same situation that Lugo.
You just told us there about the stadium and everything, like your first trip to England as well. Like, what do you think of the weather? And I saw you guys were sort of enjoying yourselves in the pub beforehand, weren't you? What do you think of the British beer?
We were. I thought it was very nice. Also, very very big, very big. Because in Spain we don't drink we drink a lot, but not that size of every beer. And also the bar that you recommended me was like so fine. We had so much fun. We met two guys that maybe they were 60 or 70 years old, and they were so nice. We had a lot of fun. And also, I have really loved Derby as a city, not only Pride Park, because we didn't know absolutely nothing about the city, and I thought it was like cute.
The game itself, I think, because you're in the North Stand, weren't you? You and your and your cousins.
Yeah, we were.
So you got that. You got that one goal down your end. Can you describe how you felt when McGoldrick scored that free kick?
It's like an explosion. one of my cousins that was wearing McGoldrick's t-shirt took it off, and we were like grabbing each other, shouting to the people. I think we were the ones that were celebrating most the goal of all of our zone, because it was like the first goal that I have seen on Pride Park.
And then you got four more in the second half. You must have not been able to believe your luck for that game. You really did choose an incredible game to watch, didn't you?
Yeah. It was like also not only because we scored five goals, but like the game was awesome. Every one of our players were like extra, extra good. I didn't think... We knew that because Derby had been winning almost every match in these few weeks, but I didn't know that the game was actually being so good, because since we haven't been watching the games these few months, we didn't know. We only read on Instagram and Twitter, whatever we can, but it took me by surprise, really.
So how, because the team you support, Lugo in Spain, they're second from the bottom of the Spanish Segunda division, right? That the league below La Liga, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So how does like the standard compare? Like, how would you say Lugo and Derby are in terms of standard? Who do you think would win if they played each other?
Nowadays, I think I would say Derby, but
okay,
because
even though they're in like the third tier of English football compared to the second tier of Spanish football.
Yeah, I think it's not the same, the third English league, that the third Spanish league. It's nothing compared. But also, I think in the second league of Spain, there are quite good teams. But Lugo this year is not one of them.
In the 3 or 4 years you supported Derby then, so who are the favourite Rams players of yourself and your cousins?
My favourite is Lee Buchanan. I don't know why, but I really loved him. I have his t-shirt here. I don't know if you can see it, but...
Yeah.
I really loved him. And we also... Every one of us loved Waghorn most, because I think the best match we've seen together from Derby was the salvation 2 years ago with Waghorn scoring two goals. So, in fact, I think that was the moment where we really became really Derby fans. We saw the match and it was like we were celebrating the goals as if we're from my team.
And you were just watching it at home in Lugo on TV, were you?
Yeah. Well, in Madrid, because we study in Madrid, but we used to study in Madrid.
Yeah. You must have been really upset when Derby sold Buchanan then. Like, that must have been really disappointing for you.
Yeah, I was upset, but it was like something I expected because of the financial travels and because losing a category, you know.
What about the current team then? Who's your favourite player from this current Derby side?
Well, I think I love Jason Knight. And also the other day, he surprised me a lot. I thought he was great. And for all of my cousins, is Dave McGoldrick. He's huge. And he was like awesome against Morecambe. And I loved also Cashin. He was incredible the other day.
Yeah, he's a very special player. He's definitely a popular one with the fans. Well, you know, look, you've had your weekend over here now. Everyone wants to know when you're going to come back. So when's the second visit planned back to Derby then? Have you got another game in the calendar?
We haven't decided yet, but we are already talking that we need to come back because it was like so, so, so fun. And we are talking about coming back for the last game of this season because it's against Sheffield, I think.
Sheffield Wednesday. Yeah. But it's in Sheffield, it's away.
Oh,
but Sheffield's a really cool place. I think you'd like it.
Didn't know. Well, we could go too. and also we're talking if we go to the playoffs, maybe we could go too.
I think you have to, what you have to do, Fernando, is come over for the Sheffield Wednesday game and then just have accommodation so you can just stay for the whole of May in case Derby are in the playoffs. And if we finish second and just get promoted straight away, then you can just spend the whole of May just getting drunk in England. If we're in the playoffs, then you can go to the playoff games as well. And then maybe finish your extended holiday in England with a trip to Wembley for the playoffs. What do you think about that?
It sounds so cool. I don't think my boss is going to be happy with that plan, but for me, it sounds so cool.
Before you go, so what about Lugo then? A few Derby fans have suggested going over there to return the favour. What's Lugo like as a town, and what's Lugo Stadium like to visit?
Lugo is it's a very little town. We are like 100,000, but I actually love Lugo. And I really love going to Anxo Carro, which is our stadium, but it's nothing compared to Pride Park because it's 7,000 seats. And those years, because the people is not happy at all with the situation and the president, the owner, it's almost empty, a lot of matches. That's why when there have been some fans that have asked me which day would be a good day to come to Lugo. And I have told them that just the derbies against teams whose cities are near to Lugo, because those days a lot of people came from Ponferrada or Asturias, which are near to Galicia. And it's those days are so fun, so funny. But the rest of the season, I love to go to Anxo Carro, but maybe for someone like you, which you are used to be with 30,000 every Sunday, maybe it's a little disappointing. But it's lovely. I think it's a different football.
Well, I don't think all fans go to see big stadiums, you know. I mean, and a lot of the games that Derby have had this season have been in quite small stadiums in League One, like Cheltenham and Fleetwood and Morecambe and Forest Green coming up in a couple of months. And I think those are the games that fans have enjoyed the most, you know. So I think you might get a few offers of Derby fans coming over to see you in Lugo. But no, look, Fernando, it's been great to talk to you. I hope we'll see you again this season, whether it's in Lugo or in Derby or in Sheffield or at Wembley. Who knows? But look, man, fantastic to talk to you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the season being a Derby fan in Spain.
Thank you so much for having me.